Little crisis. Connor just called up and his voice is quivering. He's the maddest man I ever talked to. He talked Jack Blendy, but I heard what he's saying.
Yeah.
And he said that he had been sucked into this thing and he wanted to play ball with us, be fair. And that he had Kilgore called Walter Jenkins today. And did Walter tell you what he said?
No, he didn't.
Well, he said that he wanted to announce, and he would announce and run and be elected. And the only reason he wouldn't is if he had such respect for the president, seeing the president, the president told him it would destroy him.
Right.
So Walter told him it would, and that he shouldn't do it. And he said, well, I'm on my way to the Capitol to say that I will not run, but I'll always know that I made a mistake, but I'm going to do it because the president asked me to. So he did. And tonight, Don Yarber came in, went to AFL-CIO headquarters. The AFL-CIO public relations man went up to Capitol, Secretary of State, John Conley, Secretary of State. Picked up the application and left the filing fee. And went back, met with about 10 AFL-CIO leaders and announced he's running.
Yeah.
Now, midnight's the night when they want to fall. So they want to put Jim Wright or Joe Kilgore back in the race. If they're going to have a race of their own, why, they just think they ought to have a bloodletting. But they really don't want to do it. Now, what do we do?
Now,
Kilgore's already announced this afternoon he would not run. And the Arbor's got a free ride. Ralph has.
I'm convinced Ralph went through on him, Mr. President. Brown did too. You gotta believe Bakken. He's always been on the level with me. He said he talked to Hank noon today. Hank said that he thought, as I told you, that Don was gonna run. He couldn't do anything about it, but they guarantee they will not help him.
Well, they announced they're gonna support Conley?
I think we could make him do that.
I think he ought to if we don't, or else we have to have someone run against Ralph Yarber. I think Conley can beat Yarber and win the governorship.
In his sleep, yeah. The thing is, it doesn't, as you said, doesn't help us anyplace else. It makes no sense. And makes no sense for them. Can they withdraw after they file?
Yeah.
They have a time for withdrawal?
I think so.
Well, I can put it on them about as hard as anybody because they gave me their word on this thing. And as late as 12 noon today, Bakken was on his way to Harrisburg and guaranteed me that they not only would not support him, but they would shut off, and they told him in the office that they not only would not support him, but they would shut him off from other sources. And the only guys that you know can help him, Knight and Ruther and McDonald, we can shut them off in 5 minutes.
Well, I just think if you're sure you can shut them off and that you're sure they'll play with us, I think we just ought to tell Conley to go on and take the rap and let him run it out with his man, which he'll beat 2-1, but we'll see he doesn't get any money and we'll make them endorse Conley. He has no anti-labor record of any kind. He's been fair to him and friendly to him and supported him.
Can I tell you, in fact, they intensely dislike John Conley and they would do anything to beat him. They're doing this because of you. And because they understand that if we lose, they're out in left field nationally. In Texas, every guy that is brought up, they hate the guy, they hate Joe Kilgore. And, you know, but they are doing this because of you, period. And John Conley, they would beat him, they'd spend $5 million to beat John Conley. But they're right, they're convinced, and I have some hand in it, but they're talking about the President of the United States. They have no interest in anybody else but you. I assure you of that. And the reason they're going as far as they go with us is because they think it'll hurt us in other places. And it isn't any good, and they're going to get licked, and they're afraid that John will shellack them whether they like it or not. But, I mean, they have no interest whatsoever in him. We've got to hang totally on yourself.
Well, but how are we going to get them to... What is this damn Matt Conley about? He's done nothing to him.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. President, you know that time I went up to New York, remember we were talking about it before we went to Texas? Hank Brown just cursed John Conley up and down to me. He said he'd submitted all the appointments. I mean, he just went through that usual routine, but he was so mad at John Conley he couldn't talk. And you know, and I did it because of you and President Kennedy, and I made him get on the phone with Don Yarbrough in my presence on a national basis that we could not afford this situation. And he did it, but he just is as cold as me. He just so sore at John Connolly, he couldn't talk. So, I mean, he has no mileage. You have the mileage going. He hasn't got one damn nickel going. And if he hadn't been shot, he'd need it, but he doesn't need it now. But I think whatever we get going with them is all yours.
Well, now, what are we going to do about it? What do we tell them?
Well, I'm a...
We got Yarbrough free as of now. This is 8:30.
Yeah.
But they got 9 o'clock. They got to file till 12 o'clock. Now, if labor is really in this deal with Don Yarbrough, then they ought to have a ticket of Yarbrough and Yarbrough and Connolly and whoever he wants.
Yeah. Well, Mr. President, I would say 99% that I can guarantee that they would support John. But that 1%, I'm not making any bets because nobody ever said that to me.
Well,
isn't the best bet that somebody files? Can you double file? Could Joe double file?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I have the word of the second guy down, but I mean, I've been in this business long enough to know that the guy up top says, I never heard he isn't talking to me. And I'm to John on this one. But I would think the best bet, frankly, at this moment, if he files, if he can double file, somebody ought to either double file or they ought to file a second guy and then let me go to those people at the total top and say, now look, this is what we want.
Mm. Okay, I got you. Miss Brown, you check it and you call me back.
I will. But right. I do not have their word. I have the word of the second echelon. But, I mean, you don't sell that.
All right.
Okay?